Let's get together. I'll say it first. We all love fun, and it's time for KilmerCast. Yeah, it's time for KilmerCast.
Oh, it's been a while. It's me, your host, Francis III, and thanks for tuning in to a new episode of KilmerCast. I'm not going to be covering a movie this episode, but I wanted to get back behind the mic to say hello, because it's been a few months since you've heard from me. After the holidays, I had a few medical issues, which took me out of commission for a while. But I'm feeling good, and I wanted to get back into the show, so I figured I'd go over some Kilmer news, and then hope we get back to a regular schedule, and finish off the Kilmer canon, at least until the next movie. First up, have you heard about Camp Kilmer? Kilmer describes it as a destination where creative beings gather to express themselves in exciting and innovative ways while contributing to the evolution of the arts through technology and connectivity. So what does that mean? Well, it seems like it's a bit of a highfalutin way of saying it's an art collective that exists online, including a Discord server, which I checked out, and admit I don't quite follow, but I've never been much of a Discord guy, so you take that as it may. While an art collective is certainly an admirable initiative, with Kilmer using his fame and artistic passions to draw attention to even more art by people you've never heard of, there is a side to this that I struggle with, and that's namely the focus on NFTs. For those of you who have luckily avoided NFTs to this point, they're non-fungible tokens, which means it's a uniquely identifiable bit of computer code that's tied to all manner of media you can think of. But the most common one is images. I mean, everybody probably at this point has seen one of these bored ape things, which, you know, whatever. I don't get it. Kilmer, though, has kicked off his offering with his God panels. If you've seen his art, especially in his documentary Val, you've seen what his art style is like, and these God panels are right in line with that, as they feature a stencil of the word God against a variety of artistically rendered backgrounds. There are hundreds of these available online, and there's a wide range of prices that are set by the current owners, because I believe most of them at this point have sold from the original offering, if not all of them. And right now the prices run from around a few hundred dollars or around $100 to as much as $104,000. I don't know. Camp Kilmer, you know, they also offer collaborations with other artists, not just Kilmer's art, which have been auctioned off as physical prints combined with the NFTs, which just seems a lot more interesting to me. But you know, there's something for everybody, I guess. Personally, I don't get NFTs. I have no interest in them. And broadly, the entire market, along with the similarly themed cryptocurrency market, has collapsed recently as of this recording. And so this doesn't seem like the ideal time for Camp Kilmer to jump into NFT. But hey, if this whole thing encourages creativity and no one gets hurt financially, I'm all for it. I mean, cool. I guess we'll just have to wait and see how it all shakes out. In other news, we are just a week away from the release of Top Gun Maverick, finally, after 2 years of delays. The reviews have been extremely positive. Many critics are saying it's likely actually better than the original, which for some people is not a big stretch because a lot of people don't like the original. I mean, I think it's fun, but it's not the greatest movie. But hey, it's, you know, Kilmer's great in it. Obviously, if you're listening to this, though, your interest in Top Gun 2 is Kilmer and his role in the film, as he's portraying Iceman once again. There was some concern that due to his limited speaking abilities and health that he wouldn't actually appear in the movie. But it's clear from pre-release discussion about the film that he is present in it, beyond the photo on the wall that you see in the trailer. He isn't a large part of this movie, though. He only appears in one scene by all accounts, but those accounts also say that he has a huge impact. So I really can't wait to see it. I hope to go opening weekend, and I will hopefully do an episode on it shortly thereafter. Tom Cruise has said that about getting into perform with Kilmer again, that he's always admired his work, his talent, and that when they get together, they just start laughing, that it was special to have him back, and it meant a lot to Tom Cruise. Kilmer, on his part, said that becoming Iceman once again was like being reunited with a long-lost friend. The characters never really go away. For anybody who wants to know more about Top Gun and the new movie, There is a People Magazine special edition Top Gun magazine that is out now. It has a look back at Kilmer and the original movie based on the cover, because there's a picture of Val Kilmer right there on the cover of it. So, and it says Val Kilmer. So in the next episode, we'll get back into one of the Kilmer movies we haven't covered yet, but I don't want to promise a specific title yet because I'm just getting back into the swing of things and I need to actually watch the movie and schedule some guests. So it might be a little while, but I hope not. But in the meanwhile, please email any thoughts, questions, or comments to kilmercast@gmail.com and follow the show on Twitter at kilmercast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your patience. Welcome back. And remember to keep it Kilmer.